Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
Good morning. I'm Tina McIntosh, and you're listening to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday, March 1st. I can hardly believe it myself. At 9 o'clock, we hope you'll stick around. We're going to be joined by the guys on the Home and Garden Show. Pat and Dick will be with us, as always. And if you notice, we're missing Miss Terry Stacy this morning. She is taking a very well-deserved break. And so while we will miss her, we're going to have an amazing show for you here. So we're actually going to jump right in. We've got some folks with us from American Senior Communities, two lovely ladies, and we would be remiss if we didn't say thank you to American Senior Communities for being sponsor of the show and helping us to take care of caregivers. So we're going to say good morning to Katie Kelly and Sharon Farley. Good morning.
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 Katie, give me your title.
I'm actually the Director of Marketing and Admissions for Rosegate Village.
And Sharon, you are the new Energy Wellness Program Coordinator?
Yes.
At Rosegate Village as well?
Yes.
And Rosegate Village is located where?
At Southport and Emerson, right next to St. Francis Hospital.
Okay. And you ladies this morning, I know you're bringing us lots of information about the wellness program. So Sharon, I think we have lots of questions for you this morning.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit. First of all, I know that studies are showing that approximately, I've got the paper right here, one-third of caregivers provide intensive care, meaning, you know, that they are constantly doing things for their loved ones.
Yes.
Although they are themselves in fair to poor physical health.
Yes, that is true. And studies have found that caregivers may have increased blood pressure and insulin levels, and they may have impaired immune systems and may be at increased risk for heart disease. So with our program, the hope is that we can combat all of that. New Energy Wellness is a specialized program that we offer, and it's offered to the community. That's the most important thing we want people to know for older adults 50 and older. And it's just a great opportunity for them to increase their endurance and improve their strength so that they have that energy to take care of their family members.
So I want to make sure I get this clear. I don't have to live on your campus.
No, you do not.
I just have to be over the age of 50.
Right. That is correct.
So if I can hold out for a couple years here,
yes, you can make
I can come and be a part of the right. The wellness program there.
Yes.
And you all do really, I mean, obviously good things for our bodies and our health, but you do fun things too, right?
Yes, we do. We have a member appreciation day that we do every month, and we have different social events. And we also have a Zumba class starting next week, March 6th, which is a Thursday at 2:30.
Zumba always makes me happy.
Yes, yes.
I mean, every time we talk about Zumba, it makes me smile and like kind of want to get up and, you know, break it down by myself. Yes. I will say the group is a little intimidating sometimes.
This one will not be intimidating at all. It's a low impact Zumba class, and our instructor, Beth Jeffries, is a specialized Zumba Gold instructor. So it's very low impact and different levels. So if you need to take a break, that's fine.
Okay, so if you're over 50, even if you've never done Zumba, don't be scared. You
right.
can come down to Rosegate Village.
This is a beginner's class.
All right, good to know, good to know. And how do people get involved with that?
They can come to Rosegate and contact me at 889-9300, and I will give them all the information they know, or they can go to our website, ASCSeniorCare.com, and click on the Rosegate link.
Fantastic. Well, and Katie, what's your part in all of this?
Well, I kind of do all of the admissions for our healthcare side. So for our moving forward rehab, I help bring people in and help deal with the families. So I get to be involved with the families that really could be have the benefits of the New Energy Wellness. So they're caregivers all the rest of the time when they're not in our rehab. So kind of help introduce them to the program, help make sure that the admission process goes smoothly for them.
Well, and I love for caregivers who might not be affiliated with an American Senior Community or with a long-term care center anywhere, this gives them an opportunity to come in and understand what it's like to be a part of that group, right?
Yeah.
Without having to be, you know, completely affiliated in another way.
Oh, yeah.
So I see that you brought some notes on exercising for the caregiver, and you were going to talk a little bit about there was an importance to the core, and that's something we hear a
yes.
lot about, right, nowadays?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. With exercising, that helps you keep your range of motion. Proper lifting body mechanics is something that we go over as well. And like I said, each program is individualized, so you can come in and say, hey, I want to work on this or that, and we tailor it to each member.
Fantastic. What else should we know about your program, about becoming a part
well,
of it?
Well, you can contact me. As I said, my name is Sharon, and call 889-9300, and they will get you in touch with me, and you'll get an appointment, and we can schedule you right away. And we also have an upcoming open house, March 20th, at 1 to 4 p.m., and you can find out more information about New Energy Wellness there.
Oh, you know what we didn't mention is that if you contact these ladies and tell them that you want to come and be a part of the open house coming up and do this by, I think, March 6th, mention Caregiver Crossing, that you heard it here, you will get, Katie?
A spring plant. Who doesn't want something spring right now?
Oh, isn't that the truth? So Zumba, open houses, free plants, I think this is fantastic. Ladies, tell me a little bit about why you love what you do.
I love what I do because I really can see instantly helping others, especially the family members. I mean, they're caregivers all the time, and it's nice to kind of take that off their plate sometimes and take care of their loved ones so that they have that family relationship rather than the caregiver relationship. It alters that completely. So I like to see them bond more on that family side than you need to do this or do this to take care of yourself. So it's nice to see people get better and have stronger relationships with their family members.
Yeah. And, you know, I think you said this beautifully, but when we are caregiving, so many times we label ourselves as caregiver. I mean, that becomes the label that we wear the most, or we become, you know, the short order cook, we become the maid, right. We become the driver. I mean, you know, we are serving. And so this allows someone just to be them, to be you, and come and be a part and take care of your body as well. Sharon, what do you love about your job?
I love that my members come in and they're just happy to see each other. They're happy to see me, which makes me feel good that I'm able to bring joy to their lives. A lot of times as a caregiver, we forget to take care of ourselves. And with this program, New Energy Wellness, that gives you a chance to just get away for a little bit and do something you really like to do.
And I recall we had someone else that joined us recently, and we talked about there's a nutritional component to that as well, correct?
Yes, there is. Our nutritionist, Katie Mills?
Maston.
Katie Maston. She will be at the open house, and she will give nutritional tips. If you have any questions for her, just ask her.
Are you sure I have to be over 50?
Yes, unfortunately.
Plus, you two are really nice. Do you need a volunteer?
We always accept volunteers.
And I can find out more information on the website. Yes. I'm sure of that. Well, in closing, we've got to get going and take a break here in a second. But first of all, we are so grateful to American Senior Communities. I'm impressed, you know, week after week when we have you folks on the show, and just one, the wealth of knowledge that comes with this group, but also your kindness and your belief in what we're doing here. So, you know, for those of you who might just be joining us, I'm Tina McIntosh with Caregiver Crossing, and we're talking with Katie Kelly and Sharon Farley with Rosegate Village. And we really are here every week on Caregiver Crossing because we believe in you. I mean, we want to be here for caregivers. We want you to understand that there is a lot of education that goes into being a caregiver. It's not something we know how to do naturally. And so, you know, we hope you'll be with us every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. And ladies, we'd love to have you come back and talk more about Rosegate Village and the programs you've got going there.
We'd love to. Anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us this morning. And don't forget, you mentioned Caregiver Crossing when you call to join them at their open house, and you will get your free spring plant. And as Katie said, we all need a little bit of spring right now. So we will take a break here. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.